Importance of Old English Literature. After suffering centuries of neglect, Old English literature is now thought to be the greatest Germanic literature of its time. Key 2. The Old English Language. Overview. The English spoken during the 6 centuries before 1150 differs so markedly from our modern English that it is virtually a foreign language. Old English, spoken from about 450 to 1150, had a complex grammar with a system of word endings, inflections, to indicate word relationships. Old English vocabulary. The vocabulary was small and resistant to change, unlike modern English, which incorporates words from many other languages. Quickly apparent to the modern reader is the absence of French and Latin words, which form so large a part of our present vocabulary. Pronunciation. The Old English word stain is the same as modern English stone, indicating that the vowels have undergone a change, or vowel shift. The long A vowel is formed further back in the throat than the sound of the long O, which is easier to make, and therefore was substituted for ease of pronunciation. Examples: Heilig, holy; Bane, bone; Rape, rope; and Gain, go. Key examples: Idwein Earl cum mid Lanfeard and Drafhain out, means Earl Edwin came with a land army and drove him out. Sehegla Andreas him answered, translates as the holy Andrew answered him. Dialects. There were great differences among the 4 major dialects spoken in Anglo-Saxon England: Northumbrian, Mercian, Kentish, and West Saxon. Nearly all of the surviving Old English manuscripts that have literary importance were written in the West Saxon dialect. Classification of English. The English language is one of the Western Germanic languages, and is therefore of the Indo-European family. Languages most like English are Frisian, spoken along the northern coast of Holland, and Low German, Plattdeutsch, spoken in northern Germany. The English of today resulted from the fusion of the language of the Germanic tribes who came to England. Key 3. Old English Poetry. Overview. Before the coming of Christianity, poems composed and presented orally were used to preserve folklore. Most of the early poetry, like Beowulf and The Battle of Maldon, is concerned with heroic battle feats, but some is lyrical. Rhythm. Old English verse has 4 main emphases, or beats, in each line, reflecting the way these poems were performed, to the accompaniment of loud strums on a harp or lyre. Scops, or bards, accompanied by a harp or lyre, sang their verse tales to audiences in meat halls. Kennings. Bards used many traditional phrases, unique figures of speech called kennings. Examples: Swanrad, swan's riding place, for sea. Hildeluma, light of battle, for sword. Myrhegel, sea garment, for sail. Myrhengst, sea horse, for ship. Banehaus, bone house, for body. And world candle, for sun. Alliteration. The verse was highly alliterative. In a pair of poetic lines, 4 or 5 stressed words might begin with the same consonant or vowel. Examples: Hugh High Felis, Flet of Gjorten, and Werod's Wisa, Word Horde on Liak. Repetition. As in Hebraic poetry of the Old Testament, statements are repeated with differing words for emphasis. Rapid narrative style. Unnecessary details are omitted, so that the story can move forward unhindered. This is especially true of the epic Beowulf. Key poems. Dior's Lament, circa 500, is a melancholy lyric of a scop who has lost favor with the king and has been replaced. The Wife's Lament, from Exeter Book, circa 800, is the bitter lyric of a wife who is living with hostile relatives after her husband has been captured in battle. The Seafarer, from Exeter Book, circa 725, is a doleful monologue by a sailor who is complaining of the cold northern sea and its fearful storms. Key 4. Beowulf. Overview. Beowulf, the epic poem that is the chief surviving monument of Old English literature, was composed in Northumbria, England, about 750 AD. It was intended to be sung by a scop to entertain 8th-century audiences. The anonymous author. The poem was eventually written down about the year 1000 in Wessex by an Anglo-Saxon who had training in the church, who understood the royal court, who knew the folklore, and who had a good command of the techniques of Anglo-Saxon poetry. There are many allusions to the Bible. God is said to be the creator of all things. The monster Grendel is called a descendant of Cain, and hell and the devil await the villainous monsters. There is also some cultural confusion. The author, for example, seems to equate God's will with the concept of fate, or weird. The manuscript. The British Museum contains the only surviving manuscript of Beowulf, which fortunately survived a fire in 1731, before any modern transcription had been made of the poem. Historical evidence. One event in the poem, Aigelach's raid on the Frisians, has been documented in Frankish chronicles as happening between 512 and 520. Anglo-Saxon culture in Beowulf. The poem emphasizes the close relationship between kinsmen, the importance of the relationship between the warrior, thane, and his lord, and the devotion to the virtue of courage. Key narrative. A monster named Grendel begins raiding Hrothgar's court and killing his thanes. Beowulf, a Geat, is summoned to kill the monster, which he does by wrenching off his gigantic arm. Beowulf fights Grendel's mother, whom he slays with a magical sword he finds as they struggle in a mysterious hall beneath the ocean. The third story concerns the honoring of Beowulf by Hrothgar and Beowulf's return home. Years later, when he is old, Beowulf is called to battle a dragon, who kills the old hero. Key 5. Old English Christian Poetry. Overview. Old English poetry, composed orally before the Christian era and amended by the monks who put it into manuscript form, combines pagan mythology and Christian symbols. In The Dream of the Rood, for example, Christ is described as a young hero, strong and stout-hearted. The poet Catman. The Venerable Bede, in his Ecclesiastical History of the British Nation, 731, tells how verse was composed by a remarkable poet named Catman, an uneducated herdsman. In his village the harp was passed around at evening meals, and impromptu songs were composed. Each time Catman saw the harp coming, he would leave the table in embarrassment, feeling unable to contribute. One night in a dream he was directed to compose a poem about the creation, and he was able to remember the entire poem when he awoke. Catman's Hymn. The only surviving poem definitely attributed to Catman is a 9-line one known as Catman's Hymn. Its subject is the creation, and it contains the line, translated into modern English, "We should sing how he, the eternal Lord, set up a beginning to every wondrous thing." Other poems ascribed to Catman. The Junius manuscripts, circa 950, contain poems with biblical subjects that Bede has connected with Catman. Genesis alliteratively paraphrases the first 22 chapters of the Old Testament. Judith is a fragmentary poem about the beheading of an Assyrian commander by the lovely widow Judith. Exodus paraphrases the story of the Israelites passing through the Red Sea. The poet Cynewulf, circa 750 to circa 825. Ranked second only to the poet who wrote Beowulf, Cynewulf is best known for Dream of the Rood, a poem about the crucifixion, as told by the cross itself. Because of its tenderness and imaginativeness, it is considered the finest of the Old English religious poems. Key 6. Alfred and the Beginning of